Hello, Saints. So for today's daily audio, I want to talk about marketing. Now, is there such a thing as church marketing? Is it biblical? No, absolutely not. I graduated with a degree in arts with graphic design emphasis, and I'll talk about that in my testimony you can find on the Fellow Laborers page. And we were basically taught how to fluff brands up and make them stand out. The professor, acclaimed Christian, actually, told us we were lying in a sense, as we were trying to make some brands sound and look better than they are. The whole goal of marketing and branding is, and the design of experiences in churches, is to appeal to the flesh. This is contrary to everything taught in Scripture, telling us to crucify the flesh and follow after Christ in spirit and truth. Galatians 5:24. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Romans 8:7-8. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. And John 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The folks in modern churches usurp the authority of God and opt for an updated approach to evangelism, as if the Lord of glory needed man to update things. What they forget is the Lord has chosen the foolishness of preaching to confound the wise, and everything man esteems, God absolutely abhors. 1 Corinthians 1:21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Luke 16:15. And he said unto them, Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. So let's take a look at how the Lord intended his ecclesia to spread the good news and make disciples, not with church marketing. Matthew 4:17. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Mark 6:12. And they went out and preached that men should repent. Those were his disciples being sent out. Acts 2:38-41. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And if you go on to read the rest of that chapter, Acts 2, At the very end, it talks about the Lord adding souls to the body. The Lord adds the souls, not man, not man's wisdom. And we actually talk about that right here in 1 Corinthians 2:2-5. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2:12-13. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So it's the Lord who calls whosoever will, through the preaching of the gospel. And those who hear, believe, and obey will be saved, but those who don't will be damned. This is the simplicity that's in Christ, but churches have become a business. Don't be fooled by the flesh-pleasing ways of these churches. Serve God in righteousness. It was predicted in the Scriptures that these things would take place. Mark 16:15-16. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. 2 Timothy 4, 3-4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. So that was just a short daily audio I wanted to make about marketing. Church marketing, ecclesia marketing, if you wanted to call it that. That's the word for church in the Greek. It means called out ones. Is not biblical in the slightest. They use flesh-pleasing ways. I know I've been in the system of graphic design, of marketing, making brands look better, sound better. It's all flesh-pleasing. It's all for the flesh. The Lord has no part with the flesh. The carnal mind is enmity against God. So if we want to serve the Lord, if we want to call those whom the Lord calls to come into the fold, into the sheepfold, my sheep hear my voice, they follow me, the Lord says. We're just told to go and preach the gospel and make disciples, teaching them to obey. We're not called to wrangle people in through flashy entertainment or pizza parties or coffee bars or carnivals, anything like that that pleases the flesh. We're just supposed to preach the kingdom of God, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. And if we lift him up, he'll draw all men unto himself. So I just wanted to edify you with that today. I hope you have a good rest of your day wherever you are, and God be praised.